Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast. Thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Did you miss a show? Download the podcast now.
Hey, it's Elena J. Did you know that JJ once got kissed by a major celebrity? Yeah, this is for real. He'll share that story. Plus, we chat about our best kisses. And yesterday, I got a call from my mom. Her first words, who pooped in the camper? This is a major mystery. So who really pooped in the camper? And for our First Thought Thursday, what are your first thoughts with Halloween being canceled? All of this plus so much more is coming up in the Playhouse Podcast, which starts now.
Question of the day comes from Kat with her lips all pursed.
Who was your best kiss? We just heard from Sharon Stone saying that Robert De Niro was in fact the best kiss that she's ever had in a movie. So she said he was just very passionate and he knew what he was doing and he wasn't sloppy and gross.
Elena, tell me what your fiance did the first time you kissed.
She pushed me up against the car and she bit my bottom lip.
Dang it.
And I was like, all right. And then she said, bye-bye.
And that was it?
And then I
left. She dropped the mic after she assaulted you.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds romantic.
You guys are going to live forever, ever.
So mine was my high school boyfriend, dating for 4 years. Then I got with his cousin's friend at a wedding. And, you know, stuff goes south after that happens. And so he was so good. I didn't know where he learned it because I was his first girlfriend. But he was like, it was a skill for him. So.
Now, Amy, your best kiss was something that wasn't even planned, right?
I kissed my best friend.
Nice.
Okay.
We had a Christmas party. They came over, her and her husband and their son.
Of course.
I happened to be standing under the mistletoe, and her husband, Brian, came up and kissed me.
Awkward.
Just a little peck on the lips, but he kissed me.
Okay.
And the kids were all freaking out. Oh, my God, he kissed you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Sue, who's my best friend, walked over. She went, so? She grabbed me and kissed me under the mistletoe.
Yeah, and that's exactly the way I was hoping
you
this would
why?
End.
You know why? Women know. We watch enough movies on Lifetime, how it's supposed to
Lifetime,
go down.
Right?
Yes.
Again, my wife is a great kisser, but I was once on a riverboat at a radio event when this famous celebrity, this worldwide recording artist, grabbed me for a photo op and gave me a kiss on the cheek. And it was so unexpected that I kind of got weak in the knees.
Really?
You know who it was?
No, I don't. Sarah Evans.
Sarah Evans kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, I love that song.
Just a week before that, I had fallen into a big rock pile in Mexico and my face was all mangled. I mean,
this
I boxed,
was at that time.
I boxed a kangaroo. And my face was about half mangled. And this was a radio event on a riverboat in Nashville.
You looked like the brother that they kept locked away on the Goonies. That's what you looked like. I couldn't look at you for literally 2 days.
It was a weird spot, man. It was a very, very weird spot. Elena, the big question that everybody in your family is asking is,
who pooped in the camper?
Now,
it's divided so many families. That question.
A long, long time running, the question has popped up is who pooped in the camper? So you guys got a camper, and who goes in and finds the poop?
My dad did.
Okay.
So it's at my parents' lake place. They're getting ready to close it down for the winter.
Sure.
And they go in there, and we know that we're not supposed to use the toilet in the camper because it's not hooked up to water, because my parents have a cabin, so you're sleeping in the camper. You just have to go to the cabin to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, or just hold it.
So, yeah, exactly. Or go in the woods or whatever. So anyway.
You're not the go in the woods type, are you?
I'm not, no. Okay. But Melissa admitted that she did go in the woods. So.
Well, when you do, you do.
Yeah. But she did not admit to pooping in the camper. And neither did I. So I get a call from my mom and she's upset. And she's like, your dad was cleaning the camper, found a poop in there. Who pooped in the camper? I know it was one of you because usually when we go there, we stay in the camper. I go, well, I know it wasn't me. I didn't poop in the camper.
Yeah.
She goes, well, then it was Melissa. And I go, I don't think Melissa would poop in the camper. And if she did and she wasn't able to flush it down, if she noticed there was no water going in there, I feel like she would have told me. You know, she's an adult. She cleans up her messes.
I wouldn't. If Trisha's parents had a camper and I had to take a poop, I would take a poop and walk away and blame it on somebody else.
Elena, I didn't think that this was part of your relationship. Have you evolved? Because I remember you would wait until she would leave and then you'd run down to the basement just in case she came back and then there was no smell.
Yeah, we've evolved.
Okay.
We are
That's
like
what quarantine does to couples, man. Like you just poop in front of everybody.
Yeah,
now.
It doesn't matter now. So I'm like, I feel like she would have told me. And so I go, well, you've had a guy come over and cut trees down. Maybe he thought
that he could just go in the camper, you know, because my parents leave it open.
Like it was a porta potty.
Yeah. So maybe he pooped in the camper. Well, my mom didn't believe that. So hours go by.
And your mom is strictly convinced that your fiance took a giant duke in the camper. And it was a big one from what I understand.
Yep.
Steamer.
Yep.
It's hot.
A couple hours go by and I get a call from my dad. He goes, "Hey, Lainey," because that's what he calls me.
Okay.
"Hey, Lainey, just wanted to let you know, it wasn't a poop in the camper. It was a dead mouse."
Oh, so after all this time, Elena has had enough time to think, do I want to marry into this? Do I want to marry into somebody that's just going to throw me into the fire like this?
It had been a couple hours. Had you talked to your fiance about this? Had you said, "Hey, I got a call on the parent hotline that you crapped in the camper"?
I was like, just tell me if it was you. You can just be honest with me, baby.
I didn't do it.
Because it's okay if you, and she's denying it. And I'm like, well, obviously it wasn't Avery. It wasn't me.
If your fiance would have said it was me, would have you covered for her with your parents?
I would have, yeah. I probably would have just said it was me. Okay, fine, you caught me. But no, it was just a dead mouse in water.
So the dead brown mouse was water. So dead it turned the water brown.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I've come in here on many occasions and said, well, I didn't eat leaves yesterday, or I didn't eat a stick.
But the best is, Kat came in one day into the studio. We had just finished the show, and we were working on tomorrow's show, and I'm sitting here just twiddling my thumbs waiting because we had a bunch of voice stuff we had to cut, and she walks in and looks me dead in the soul and said, "I didn't eat an army green crayon yesterday." And I was, what?
But I've never said, I didn't eat a mouse. You know what I mean? So I feel like it would be very identifiable if I looked and saw a mouse. So I don't know what's up with your parents.
I don't know. Okay. My dad had to drain it, and that's when he finally figured it out.
What's getting me here is that your mother will not apologize for blaming the giant poop on your small fiancé.
Yeah, she won't call.
Oh, wow.
She will not call. My dad had to call, and you could tell he was embarrassed by it.
But he didn't even say, "I'm sorry."
He didn't say he was sorry either. Just, oh, ha-ha.
Your mom's a little Jennifer-ish.
Oh.
Where they do that.
You're going to put her in that category?
They do that. "I'm sorry." "Not sorry." "I'm sorry."
"But." "I'm sorry, but" is what gets me all the time. Oh, welcome to my party. I'm a major celebrity. The game is Party Crashers. And based on the conversation I have with the two least popular and celebrity-type people that are going to be joining my party, you've got to figure out who I am. What is that, the door? Welcome into the party, Elena. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Why are we having your party in the sauna? Oh my gosh, it's so hot in here. Now I know what a TV dinner feels like. I feel like I might die hard. Speaking of death, did you hear that Zed's dead?
I did hear Zed's dead. But you should understand, that's not a motorcycle. That's a chopper.
Oh.
And did you get those blueberry pancakes?
I did, yeah. They were delicious.
Now you're confused. Take that. Oh, and the other not popular person. Here's Kat.
What up, bald boss? How's life been?
Good. Things are good. I really appreciate where my life is right now. I get to play a lot more of my music. And I'm not such just an actor anymore, and I really get to do some more comedic roles, which I like.
That's good. I'm glad you brought out the Kango hat today. I mean, it's been a couple of decades, but I didn't think that this party would happen. You've been quarantining with Demi and your older children, which can definitely fend for themselves.
Well, Scout's a scout.
But then you left your wife and two young children in California. It's kind of an odd
choice. When you got ladies and area codes, you just do what you gotta do.
Right, bro? Thanks for the invite.
Based on all of this, name the major celebrity I'm pretending to be. David, you're first through, man. Who am I?
Hey, Bruce Willis.
Yay!
That's it. We could have gone the easy route and said, I see dead people here, stuff like that. But
did you understand the TV dinner thing, David?
Yes, I did. I understand Elena also with Die Hard.
Okay, so Elena, explain the TV dinner thing. Why are we not getting that?
It's from Die Hard. It's when he's crawling in like the up furnace.
Oh,
yeah, and he's like sweating.
He
And he says, "Now I know how a TV dinner feels."
Yeah, he's crawling through the vent, and it's all, you know, around him. It's all that aluminum, and he's like, "Now I feel." Oh, I get it. Good line though. Way to pull. Good pull. What's going on today, David? What are you up to, man?
Nothing. Going to the gym. Living life.
That a boy. Getting your swole on.
Yep.
Get your Bruce Willis look on. All right, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you rolling with us this morning. I'm going to make sure you get hooked up with some goodies out of the Playhouse prize closet for, being our guy, okay?
Not for bad person.
Weird news.
This is all I ask for when it comes to thieves and robbers, just to get creative, some anonymity, you know?
Yeah,
and
if you're going to be a criminal.
Louisiana police are looking for the chipmunk bandits. This guy has dressed like a chipmunk. This costume, he robs local pharmacies at gunpoint, which is not funny. It sounds like a twofer, stop. Though.
A chipmunk with a gun is kind of funny.
Right.
Violence, no good, but a chipmunk with a gun is kind of funny.
The chipmunk ran into the store's parking lot before disappearing.
up a tree.
All on surveillance, but it doesn't help because his face is covered by the chipmunk mask. So as long as he keeps that chipmunk mask where it's supposed to be, under his bed at his parents' house, I think it should be.
You know whose fault this is? This is Dale. This is Dale, you know, the guy that sits at the front entrance when you walk in and looks you up and down to make sure there's no problems. Dale, when you see the chipmunk coming in,
yeah,
you got to walk all the way to the back of every one of these places to get to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Dale just sitting there reading the paper. The chipmunk walks
doesn't
in.
Doesn't even holler.
Doesn't say a thing.
He's on his way back to you.
Chipmunk sighting, sir.
I was reading about this and it reminded me of the surrogate story that you told me about where she got pregnant. Was going to have the baby. Pandemic hit. The couple is still over in China, was it?
Yeah.
So now she's raising this baby. But that story was on my Snapchat Daily Mail. And just to hear her talk about it was, I mean,
so weird.
But Japan is actually offering young couples who get married a nice sum of money to start out because of the country's low birth rate. So Japan is very modest about their family size because there's nowhere to expand when you have a large family unless you move out to the suburbs or to a farm. You know what I mean? Like, people are growing up and you really only want to have one kid. So 15% of all cities, towns, villages in Japan have adopted this option too. And couples can now be as old as $39 and eligible to receive this money. So if you get married, get a big lump sum of money to start procreating and having more babies. I thought it was interesting. And that is what's weird.
I gotta set the mood here real quick. I hope this does it. A lot of people will take Amazing Grace and you feel a little churchy about it. Sometimes it's a gravesite thing and a loved one is buried with the honor of Amazing Grace, 21 gun salute. I want to take you back even further. What's your first memory, by the way? Do you remember your first memory on Earth?
My first
your
memory.
Your earliest memory. Do you have? Could you pinpoint your earliest memory?
Yeah.
Just not going to tell us about it? Is that?
It was looking back. If my kid did what I did, then it would be there would be some problems.
So, how far back, though? What age do you think was your first memory?
I was in kindergarten. Is that weird?
Elena, do you remember earlier memories than kindergarten?
Oh, yeah. I do have earlier memories. We had a big flood in 97.
Yeah.
And I had to go to this crappy daycare in Bismarck. Mm-hmm. And I just remember all the kids singing John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. And I remember being so annoyed by that. So that's like my first memory.
I guess I remember before kindergarten, too. My mom dropped me off and there was this chain link fence at the daycare that I was supposed to go to. And I remember being so terrified she wasn't going to come back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, often people have said, JJ, you're so old, your class picture is with Jesus. And
I'm sorry I say that.
I'm not that old, but Jesus is the topic right now because they have just released, and it is a thing. Is it Jim Cavalese? What's his name?
Who?
The guy that played Jesus.
I'm not
Jim
sure.
Cavazio? Is that how you pronounce his last
name?
I can't remember his last, but he was the guy that played Jesus in Passion of the Christ. They're doing a Passion of the Christ Part 2. You want to know what they're calling it?
Yes.
The Resurrection.
Hmm.
Come on!
Christ has died.
You got all this material, and the best you could come up with was the Resurrection?
Maybe it just says it all right there.
I know, but can we please get creative, Hollywood? It's already on IMDb and everything.
Yeah, okay.
Passion of the Christ 2, The Resurrection. Now, I am convinced that the Playhouse audience can do better than this. So here's what my challenge is to you real quick. And I only got a couple of minutes to take calls on this. But if you had to give the sequel a name, what would it be? And I'm going to start with Weekend of Jesus's.
Okay.
Passion of the Christ 2, Weekend of Jesus's.
You got it all done in 3 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
In, out, up, down.
Okay.
Passion of the Christ 2.
He's back. No, or Christ has more passion.
Okay, that one sucks.
Elena,
it's just not good. Weekend of Jesus, I think, is still the front runner. Elena, Passion of the Christ 2.
The Rolling Stone.
What? Yeah, I'm liking that.
Okay.
I'm liking that. All right, so now here's where I need your input real quick. Will you call us and give us what you think the best title should be? And then I had a couple more thoughts. Passion of the Christ Part 2. No Time to Die.
There's really not.
No?
He had a lot of obligations.
How about Passion of the Christ 2, Judas's Revenge?
Okay.
No, he already got him once. Can't do that again. Marshall, you get to help us name this. Passion of the Christ, Part 2.
Passion of the Christ 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I appreciate it. What else you got for us? If Jesus was going to star in a second Passion of the Christ, what's better?
All right, so Ashley wrote Passion of the Christ 2, Awakening of the Easter Bunny. Ashley. And then Gina says, nope, can't support. Okay.
She says, don't defile such an important subject. We're not. It's a joke. You got to relax.
You got to relax.
Go post on the Becker Community Forum. They welcome anything like that.
Get ready for a First Thought Thursday.
I wanted to do this because it's on everybody's mind. It's all over my Facebook. I think people think that the governor has already said no Halloween in Minnesota. That has not been said yet. Okay, so don't freak out. Don't go to his Facebook page and start calling him names. He didn't say anything yet. It was just a CDC recommendation.
And what was the CDC's recommendation?
That we cancel Halloween altogether. Like anything that has to do with Halloween, hay rides, haunted houses, trunk or treating, definitely door to door. They recommend don't do that. Costume parties.
Maybe I'm stupid about this, but what's the problem going door to door if you're masked?
That's a perfect question. Like, people have these questions, and then they're like, but isn't this safer? And they say, actually, it's safer to just stay home.
So, what's the real number here? Like, how long can COVID last on a piece of candy's wrapper? Is that like 72 hours? Is that what we're saying?
I don't know. I did not Google that, but I would think... Well, they said 72 hours on a plastic bag, which would be like a Ziploc bag.
Sure.
And so that's why they say quarantine your candy, pack it up the week before, and then...
You still got to give it out.
So my thought is,
as a parent, let your kids do the trick-or-treating, and then just say... Because what does Halloween fall on this year? Do you know? Can you look real quick? What day is that?
Yes, I can. What is it? The 31st?
Is it a Saturday this year?
Yeah. Dang, that's cool.
That's hard, though. So you take your kiddos out, they got a pillowcase full of candy.
Yeah.
And you tell them you can't touch this till Thursday?
So I looked at our neighborhood Facebook page and it was blowing up and everyone's saying, we are having Halloween in this neighborhood this year. And if you don't want to participate, you know what you do? You shut your light off. And that's it. You don't have to deal with Halloween at all.
Oof.
I feel like my kid is really looking forward to it.
Of course he is.
I'm not one that wants to put anyone in danger. I don't want anyone to get sick or die, but he wants to have fun and his friends want to get candy and take part in it.
Okay. So it's a First Thought Thursday. What is your first thought if you hear Halloween is canceled? Elena, first thought?
I'm fine with it. I mean, it sucks, but I think with everything that's going on, we all have to make sacrifices.
I know.
Has this been the most fun year? No. I mean, for the most part, my fiance and I, we've stayed inside. And we have been dying to go to a bar. We've been dying to go dancing. But you know what? We're not doing it because it's COVID season.
It's COVID season.
It's COVID season for 364 days, maybe more. So
this is hard. It's hard because you got to deal with the kiddos. You know what I mean? Like they don't understand. Yeah. Why can't I get candy this year? So that's just it. You're not right or you're not wrong. And I don't want this to really get political. I just want your first thought. If they said Halloween is canceled.
I love Halloween. I hail from the Halloween capital of the world, Anoka, Minnesota. And it is...
What makes your Halloween in Anoka so much better than anyone else's Halloween across the planet?
Amazing. It really is. If you've never celebrated Halloween in Anoka, it is just... It's never. Next level and everyone is just like in such a great mood, and they're all dressed up, and they're being someone that they are never throughout the other times of the year, and it's and there's candy.
Hey, Elena, next year when it's like totally safe, do you want to go to Anoka for Halloween?
Yeah, we could do that.
No, no is the answer. No,
oh,
no, nobody wants to do that.
Thank you, Elena, for always being yourself.
Kaylee, it's a First Thought Thursday. What if they said Halloween was canceled? What's your first thought?
I feel like it's just another thing that they're taking away from kids. Another simple thing that they could be protected if you don't want to, you know, be involved and turn your light off. But, you know, wear masks. They're protected. They're all bundled up usually anyways because it's cold out. Stay your distance. I don't see the problem with it.
You should make your kid wear a hazmat suit so they could be like Breaking Bad. You know what I mean? Like then they'd be completely like totally safe.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
So, nope, I don't. But my niece and nephew are ready to go out and they just, you know, they've had a hard year already and it's just, you know, it's those little things that bring them joy, and they don't understand why.
It's the kid equivalent to a kegger. It is. It's the kid. It's their biggest day of the year, man. They come home with a sack full of candy that they didn't have to do anything for.
Yeah.
They're sugar high for the next 3 weeks.
I watched the comedy special from Larry the Cable Guy, and he said, I have a friend, and he just hates trick-or-treaters. And so he's trying to figure out how he can just not have to deal with them. And so he went down and he registered as a sex offender. And I said, Michael, you don't have to do that. You can just shut your porch light off. That's all you have to do. And he goes, so you think I went too far? He's like, yeah, you're the sheriff. It's like, that is so funny.
Terry, what's your first thought when somebody says Halloween might be canceled?
It saves money.
Well, you're a glass half full kind of guy. How much money do you normally spend on candy and costumes?
Me? I don't spend any money. My wife spends a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
You sound like the guy that doesn't like kids anyways, Halloween. Right?
Oh, I don't mind them. All right, play with them. If you can send them home after that, it's great.
Yeah, there you go. Send them all sugar hide up.
Rather be a grandparent.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
That'd be a lot funner.
So you'd be perfectly fine if they don't have Halloween this year?
Yeah, there's other ways to take care of it. You can do kind of an Easter egg thing, too, and just let them hunt for their own candy in your own yard.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. That's a great idea.
Just trying to be safe for the kids is all they're trying to do. It's not that big of a deal, I don't think.
That is a really great idea. It is. It's just, isn't it wild what can happen and then what can't happen? Like my kid can go to school today and then play outside without a mask for recess, but then with a mask on, he can't go and grab. You know, it's, some of this stuff doesn't compute in my mind. But
hey, Terry, thanks for calling the show. I really appreciate it. So listen, I think that's the best idea so far today. You take a handful of mini Snickers. You whip them out in the yard.
Yeah.
You wait till it gets dark. You give the kid a little flashlight, and you let them hunt out there for it.
So it's like a Halloween Easter hybrid.
Safe for everybody.
We have a text. Do it anyway. My God, Sturgis went off without a hitch. Please don't compare it to Sturgis because there was 19,000 cases.
Some places say up to a quarter million cases can be traced back.
Right. So we're not going to do that. But yeah, shut your porch light off.
Who's telling anyone that rides into Sturgis they can't? You know what I mean? Like, right. I'm intimidated from here.
Not me.
Download the podcast.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend. Immediately.
And hey, we have more podcast episodes available, so go check them out right now. Do it. Come on. Do it. Seriously. Do it.